know everything.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchum. I owe Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Count the bucket, baby! According to Nielsen's designated market area, the rankings of the top five media markets, New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Philadelphia. You're worthless. Thank you.
We're San Fran. Dibs just came in and said it was confirmed. Nielsen, we're the fourth largest market.
According to Nielsen's designated market area, the top five media markets in the country are New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia. I don't hear San Francisco in the top four.
We're probably at six, and you can't see it.
Yeah. Well, we ain't four. We ain't on the Mount Rushmore. We're called, you know what we are? We're others receiving votes.
Not five, not six, not seven.
It's like the top 20 in football. We're like Tulane. Others receiving votes.
Well, cities, you let's just keep it real. Where you want to go? New York, the Bay Area, and L.A. Chicago, okay. I've been there. It's cool. But those are the big three.
If you think so, I guess you don't watch Fox News.
I don't.
Okay. They don't think San Francisco's up there.
Hi, Stephen A. Okay. No, now, you know what? That was uncalled for.
He's your guy.
Something's going on, Steiny.
You better be careful.
The cookout pass is getting revoked.
How come, Goo?
He's doing too much.
Well,
he went on Sean Hannity.
Okay.
If you think that's already nothing. I don't want to get fired. I want another 10 years with you.
You ain't getting that. God.
Can you imagine? We'll be super gray.
No. This I is might like you saying, can you imagine you and me for 10 years? Like, hey, Steiny, could you? What if the Warriors won 60 games last year? It's like, well, they won 37.
Yeah, I got you.
People will never remember this.
Thank you. Thank you. Nobody's going to remember us, Goo.
I don't like the effort that you're going. You're taking a chisel to what we've built. Like, okay, we're not fourth. Run with it. No, I was told we were fourth.
We weren't.
Dibs came in and verified.
We're not fourth.
And I like to see what you use to see because it could be outdated. Like, I got to fact check.
Look,
I'll let Evan come up.
You do realize.
We're San Francisco, baby.
That's right. Cowtown compared to the big boys.
God, man said
I could see somebody out there saying, this guy is such a jerk.
Oh, they're out there, Steiny.
And they don't know my sense of humor. No, well, you're not that funny, Steiny. Well, then listen to another station.
They like you, man.
We're talking about, what are we talking about?
Devers and the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm with Willard. I didn't hear him yesterday. I want him out of here. You know, the caller called, we're coming down this road. No, it's just, there's something that, I've seen the light with Devers, and he can remain a Giant. I'll root for him, but you, Steiny, he is a black hole when it comes to personality.
180 games from Devers to go from your favorite player.
And some antics.
Okay. One antic. And every player on the team this year has done something they should be ashamed of.
Well, can I
every
count two?
Every player. Yeah,
I don't know
why you single out Devers.
I got two.
Okay.
One, for the debacle that was, not coming off the bag, and then moving your ass out the way when the coach tried to pat. That's two.
Okay. Oh, two. Same incident.
Don't touch me. But
you won't say, so Chapman said twice to Schmidt.
I love that.
Catch the effing ball.
Yeah, I like that. Catch the ball.
But that's two incidents in your book.
No, Chapman don't even count. That's not even an incident.
Well, then you clearly have not. That's not. You don't show up a teammate
Chapman
like that.
Chapman wasn't being insubordinate.
Okay.
He was telling the youngster, catch the rock, man.
Okay, so. Okay, that's funny.
Draymond Green. That's what he was doing.
He ain't Draymond Green.
Well, on this TV is.
Like, see, this is, you know.
Big okay, Bud Devers?
Fine. That's fine. I get it.
What?
You know, now here it is. And, what Chapman did, I didn't have a problem with it. Okay, fine. Now today, you're okay with a guy undressing a young player in front of everybody. All right, that's fine. I wasn't at the time.
It's pro
I thought
ball.
It was a bad look. And I don't think there's much of a difference between Chapman doing what he did to Schmidt and Devers doing what he did not coming off the bag and Adamas doing what he does all season long.
Oh, Steiny, I disagree with you.
Whatever Roop did time.
Probably was just saying, yeah. Well.
So I don't know why you single out
One's
Devers.
One's being insubordinate.
They're all being insubordinate.
Nah. Steiny,
the whole season.
OG telling the youngster to catch the ball is, to me, come on, man. That's like Draymond when he throws a pass and the guy doesn't catch it and he gets on, I don't like it.
But what about when it's Draymond's fault?
Yeah. I did not come in here and come down his road.
No, my point is like, okay, now today, what Chapman did, you loved. All right, and I did, okay. Well, I don't think you loved it at the time.
I think it's unfair to say that's up there with not coming out of the game or trying not to come out of the game, Stoney.
I think there's been about eight things this year that have been egregious.
Could be right. You could be, there might be 12.
And plus, the other thing is like, seriously, how old is Schmidt?
27.
Okay, so he ain't that young even. So he kind of undressed a veteran or a guy who's been around. Well, who the hell is Matt Chapman? No.
Your third baseman.
It hasn't been a good year. Guys haven't been at their best. When years like this happen, it brings out the worst in guys and players and coaches. And to me, that goes for everybody on the team. Nobody's
even the manager.
Nobody's comported themselves well.
Even the manager.
And so I'm not going to pick out and single out Devers.
So you Big A. So you want him here.
I didn't say that. You're not going to be able to get rid of him. I loved what our caller said. You have to build with him, but you don't build around him. I love that. I hadn't even thought about that terminology. So I'm just saying, go ahead and get rid of Devers. You're getting rid of your best offensive player, right?
And
as bad as he is.
We're not winning a damn thing. Okay. So I'm just saying.
Right.
And what if the manager can't even dare talk to him? Get rid of that for Vitello, then his job becomes easier.
You know what? With all due respect, Vitello's got no need to talk to Devers. Devers has been only 11 years. Just pencil him in.
Yeah, but I'm your boss.
Okay, so what's Vitello going to say to Devers? Hey, Rafi, we need you to backhand that ball. Hey, Rafi, we need you to just hustle over to first base a little more.
You're killing me.
You let these guys go, those veteran guys. And I kind of agree. If you're going to use they're not winning with him, then get rid of Curry.
That's different.
Of course, because it's Curry. But no. It's really the same. It's the same. Let's go to Big A. Big A's in the city. All right.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen?
Hey,
man, listen, Goo, man. You're getting up all of your feelings, man. I agree with Stymie on this one.
Oh.
You know, anytime you got a team on the verge of losing 91 games or 100 games, man, everybody's on the chopping block. Everybody's on the chopping block.
Gotcha.
And then you look at Devers, you're trying to demonize him, saying he's a cancer in the locker room. You don't know that. You just want to say, hey, if you get rid of Devers, we're going to have a better team. That's not the case. That's not the case, man. You got to let this play out. You got to let this play out. And Stymie's right on this. You can't demonize one guy for doing something and not demonize another guy for doing something just as equivalent to it. So, hey. Get out of your feelings on this one,
Bruce. All right. Real quick before you hang up, I just got a real fundamental problem of Chapman telling his teammate to catch the ball and a guy, and I've never seen it in the majors, and I've been watching for 40 years, not come off the bag because the manager summoned a pinch runner. That, to me, is not demonizing anybody. That was an embarrassment. That was Ralphie Devers giving a middle finger to the manager who he doesn't respect. But I didn't say much then. I didn't like it. And now I just watch him, and it's apparent dude ain't on the same page, man. And that's why Boston got rid of him. That's just how I believe.
I hear you. You're entitled to that, my brother. But the reality of the situation is that you can go up and down the roster, man, and everybody's been stepping in caca all season.
All right.
And Stymie stated that. He stated that. You go up and down the roster. But, hey, it's one of those seasons, man. This is what you got to grapple with. It's one of those seasons where you're going to lose 91 games or 100 games. So that's a hard pill to swallow. And so you just got to deal with that and then move forward. But you can't sit there and try to demonize one player and say, this is why we're not moving forward, because that's not the case.
Yeah.
That's not the case. I'm from Cleveland, man. I'm a Cleveland Indian fan. And so, hey, I'm
look at you. Guardians.
Yeah. Been there and did that. So, yeah. It's all good, man.
Yeah. And before you leave, we talked about the pitching being the kill. Like, that's bigger than Devers. I know that. This pitching is horrible. But I'm just telling you, man, this is bad.
And it's frustration all the way down the roster.
You absolutely.
Look at my man. He's the best pitcher on the team. But, you know, man, he ain't got no support there. He ain't got no support. Webb ain't got no support. He's just out there. And so it's hard to get up every day and do what you do. When you know the end results are coming and how they're going to come. So that's a hard thing to do, man.
I got you.
Thanks, Big A.
So can I read something to you? And I know you were having fun, Steiny, but just give me the real Steiny response to this, because we're debating about it. So Austin in San Jose says, Guru, the Red Sox situation has nothing to do with Devers now. But what if I told you, Austin, it does? Because now we've got to watch him a year and a half, at least I have. I didn't judge him on what went down in Boston, but he was such a talent. Why did they get rid of him? We knew there was friction, but I wasn't prejudiced. I didn't judge him when he came here. I was excited, but I'm watching him nightly. I'm reading the articles from the beat writers. I just don't think he's a team player. I think it's fair now that I could say, you know what? Maybe that thing in Boston, they were onto something. I don't think I'm cooking the books with that.
But like, instead of saying, why did Boston try to trade him? Why don't you say, why did Posey get him? If there were red flags in Boston.
Well, he was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, he made a mistake.
It was a
terrible move.
I'm not arguing that.
It may have set the franchise back.
You were right.
And I get it. You keep saying, like, everybody loved the trade. You're right. I was like, damn, they got Rafi Devers. They traded a pitcher who hasn't been pitching in the big leagues. This is a guy who hits 30 home runs. Guess what? Just because everybody was wrong doesn't mean, well, Posey gets off the hook for it because everybody agreed with him.
I'm not giving you any of that Posey skates free. It's horrible.
Okay.
Well, and he's got a list of horrible, and Vitello may be one of them.
No kidding. So, like, what do you do if you're Buster? You can't, like, he may not be able to trade Rafi Devers.
But what about this?
Because he couldn't
at
the deadline.
What if he doesn't know what to do? That's the nightmare on Giant Street.
Well, it's already a nightmare on Giant Street.
Right.
Like, what would give, like, I don't understand. So, when they hired Buster Posey, like, or anybody gets hired in pro sports,
okay,
you just automatically think that they're going to be successful.
No.
Okay, so then Posey's been here for 2 years or whatever it is. Why would you ever think he's going to be successful after the 2 years that he's had?
Well, I thought because as a player, as a championship-level player, he knew pitching and defense were a staple of something he went through, that he would have the vision to. And now, I'm all over. How's that Patrick Bailey trade look? Like, they have nothing behind the plate, but we wanted to run him out of here because nobody else was hitting. When he wasn't hitting, Devers wasn't hitting, nobody was hitting, but he was the scapegoat. My point is, I'm watching Giant Baseball. The catching position is suffering defensively. You can say no big deal, but my point is, I thought Buster had a vision.
Okay, what do you think after 2 years now?
It's an F.
Okay. So,
and I don't know if he's got study hall or the right teacher to get him to C+ or B. But he's going to get that chance.
I guess
chance.
What I'm saying is, why, like, when they hired Buster Posey, I was just, what do I know about Posey? Nothing, except when he was a player.
A champ.
Okay, did you put into the equation at all that sometimes players don't succeed in these roles? Did you put into the equation that he has no experience? Did you put into the equation that, I wonder how he can be really familiar with the minor league system? Okay, now he hires Vitello. It's like, I'm sorry. When they hire Buster Posey, I don't say, this team's going to win. I'm saying, let's see what he can do. So I never assume, like, a guy's going to kick ass.
Yeah.
Why, like,
and what blows me... Go ahead.
Why would you assume Posey's going to kick ass as a GM? Just because he was a good player?
No.
Like, that doesn't translate.
You have one of the great managers, so you would know what goes into being a successful skipper.
Okay.
But
well, now he's hired three.
No, but he... I'm talking about Tony Vitello. Like, forget Tony the man. Tony the resume shouldn't have been the guy that... If I'm thinking Bruce Bochy had that big of an imprint on what you look at as a skipper, a successful one, Buster, why would you go out there and roll the dice on a dude that never did it on the major league level? And then you come
out. Why would you expect him to make every right decision when he's got no freaking clue? He's never done it before. And by the way, I'm pretty sure he's in his second or third year and we're our third manager. Like, he had the quintessential guy, old school guy in Melvin. Not good enough. He goes to Vitello. Not good enough. Tell me what he's doing I can't. Well, and that's the thing.
I said he might be the real Tony Vitello. I've said that.
I don't look at a baseball team and say, well, Devers, Adames, and Chapman haven't been very good since they've been Giants, but next year they're going to be good. It's like, no, they're not. Why? They're the same as they've always been, but they're not good enough. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio. Here's another question I have. So the Giants have been 500 the last 4 years, and now this year they may lose 100. So have they taken... They've gotten this much worse, or are they just having a bad year? Like, what I'm getting at is, Buster Posey has objectively made this team worse. Worse. Like, they are the worst team in baseball the last year and a half. So, I mean, he might be able to turn it around, but I mean, let's face it, it's fingers crossed. Hopefully he can make some good moves. What's Ben Buster's best move? I don't even, like, seriously.
I thought the Devers trade was his best move. But, again, if you're not going to blame Devers because he's getting his numbers, like, that's what concerns me the most. I don't know if they know, the people in the know, what's ailing them. And I will give Buster this out. I mean, the Giants haven't won a playoff series in over a decade, so this is bigger than Buster. I'm just blown away that, you know, he couldn't – like, how much is the instruction – all that stuff's done. Now, I know they got a bunch of trades and the farm rankings, they've gone up. But, man, if you're telling me, you know, 2031, watch out, San Francisco Giants. I mean, how is that going to work when you're paying Adamas, you're still paying Devers, you got Chapman. So I'm asking you, Stoney, when does the losing stop?
Not for a while. Like, what do you think, they're going to be good next year?
No, but the record resets, and you never know.
And here's the other thing about, like, I finally figured out, by the way, we're talking about Logan Webb. Well, the Giants have wasted him. What does that even mean? The Giants. Who are the Giants?
The team he pitches for.
Okay, but who are we talking about? Posey? Manassian? Bear? Farhan Zaidi? Bobby Evans? Scott Harris? Pete Petula? Yeah. Like, who screwed Logan Webb?
People responsible for fielding a winner. Okay,
that's
107
wins. 25 guys over the last 10 years. Huh. Like, who do you... Like, I don't know what that means. The Giants have let him down. They've had 17 guys at the top of their organization. Nobody's been able to get it right. How come?
Well, he's the one shining star, the guy that you could – I'm talking about seasons now, seasons worth to where you could count on, and nobody would deny that or fight that. But okay. Unfortunately, his seasons ended when the 162 was played but once because his team or the guys around him couldn't win.
Let me ask you that. Okay, the Giants have wasted Logan Webb. Let's get a little more specific. What Giant front office guy or manager has – absolutely screwed Logan Webb the most.
I'm not even being mad. Why? Why do you care?
Because saying Giant...
No, the fact is his career has been wasted.
Right.
Now you want to go Dick Tracy on...
That's right.
Okay, so you want a name.
That's right.
There's names.
Give me names.
But it doesn't change
the fact
that it's been wasted.
Yeah.
His talent has been wasted.
So,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, you put an umbrella over the Giants. Let's go. Let's start really
but
talking
about it.
What are
you going to do with that name? Because there's names. And that's not
right,
just one person.
So, fine. You don't want to really get into it. Because they're what
I'm
saying
is who it is the phrase.
Okay, you want to say Giants?
No.
Was Brian Sabian involved?
No, you tried to yesterday. Okay. You tried to argue or go against the premise that he hasn't been wasted. You now
that's
know
right.
His talent has been wasted.
But who's responsible?
We could be here till 5
Thank
o'clock.
You. Let's do
names.
It. We got a show. Who's responsible? Is it mostly Posey?
It's management.
Larry Bear.
Management.
Okay.
Put him on. Yeah. We could.
I mean,
how much did Farr?
How much of the wasting did Farhan Zaidi do?
He was here 6 years,
50%?
Right? Well, he got him to
70%?
A playoff. He got him to a playoff.
It's like there's no such thing as like the Giants with the same personnel at the top for 12 years. It's like there's
but,
like nine guys who've come through the pike.
Right.
They've all tried
the same
to help
with
this
Trout.
Team.
I love that comp. It's different. I'm not saying he's as good as Mike Trout. But the bottom line is we could be here again until 5, Stoney, with those names. On the bottom line is the one thing you can count on with the Giants is Logan Webb getting the ball and pitching his ass off. And unfortunately, he doesn't have a lot to show for it.
Right.
Now, has he said a word? No.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, let's break down who are the Giants personnel that have hosed Logan Webb. Okay, Farhan's number one. He hosed him the most. What about Bobby Evans? Did he do not, like... I get it. Yeah, the Giants have, but it's like it's literally a dozen guys who have come through the organization, some of whom are still here, some of whom haven't been here in like 4 years. So, yeah, okay, the Giants have wasted him. But what does it really mean? Like, four regimes have been involved in wasting him.
Well,
so nobody's able to figure out what's going on in San Francisco.
And that can, forget Logan Webb for 1 second, Stoney, that continues to be the case. When does it stop?
Right.
And well, Buster Posey is now a part of it.
Okay. So you want to fire him now?
No, because okay. I think he's Buster Posey, and he's probably get as many cracks as they want to give him.
Okay. So,
but if you said somebody wanted to fire him,
would you say
in
this
some
is a
other market, I could understand.
Would you say this is going to be a 2 or 3 year process for the Giants?
No, I think longer.
Okay, so next year, if they go 80, if they go 75, and not, like that's, people are going to be pissed.
And I'm asking you this: is Devers, Adames, and Chapman still here? Like that? Like at some point, you got to bite the bullet, man,
and do what?
And if you want to really start over and give Vitello, you know, it's his team. He's the manager, and he doesn't have to deal with what I deem. I don't want to use cancer, you know, problem child. Then tear it down and spend to tear it down. But you can't
well,
start
already
over with these
spent
dudes.
Yeah. Money,
nope.
And they
bad
made
money.
Big mistakes.
Yes, sir.
And now you just don't get to fix those in a snap of a finger. It's like, it's
but
like,
to your point, if Devers is not the worst thing going for you with those 30 and 80 RBI, like, okay, add some pitching and see what you got. You said you didn't want to hear that, Stoney. You know, what if he goes and gets some pitchers?
All right, how are they going to do that? I think. Do you think management's going to let him spend another $100 million?
I mean, you got to fix Hauser and Molly. Oh, my gosh.
Well, why didn't he do it last year?
Well, he did. He just went to, you know, he went to Kmart and got Hauser and Molly.
So why didn't he spend bigger money last year?
Maybe he thought they were closer than they obviously are not.
I mean, that's the other thing. You got Devers, you got Chapman, you got Adames. Like,
man,
what are you going to do? Just go out and sign free agents?
But,
give two pitchers $150 million.
Stoney, you
got
to do something. You know
they won't
got,
do that.
Yeah, but we don't know. They got to do something.
You really think the Giants are going to take on more payroll with these guys still on the roster?
I don't put it past them, especially if they think their offense is not the problem.
All right, I don't know why you would give them the benefit of that doubt.
So if we bet two new pitchers this offseason for two,
they're not going to be big numb. Well, like they're not going to be. Yeah. Highly paid pitchers.
So, like, Hausers of the world in Mally again. Like
yes.
I wouldn't be.
Or they'll try to find a Gausman or a Rodon to come in here. Like, that's their M.O. Because I guess they're not great at developing pitchers either. Because some young ones have gotten away.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know where they go from here.
You know, I just feel like we're saying the same thing.
Like,
man.
I don't
They're
know how
screwed.
Much worse they really are this year than in past years, other than like their record.
Okay.
Like,
I'll say
I don't
this.
Know. I don't know if this is who they are or the last 4 years was really fool's gold and they were basically a team 10 games under 500 that eked out a 500 season.
I know we're up against it, but I thought the switch from Melvin to Vitello was what this team needed. They were 81-81, and if you get some more fire in here, maybe that could bump you to 90, nine games. But, man, did I find out, along with a lot of Giant fans, there's other big issues going on. And can Buster fix it?
Buster's the problem, maybe. Yeah. Hey, you only get one shot at this. One chance to handle your injury case the right way, one chance to get the compensation you actually need, and one chance to protect your future. And once you make the wrong move, you don't get a do-over. Sign too early and it's final, say the wrong thing and it's recorded. Take a low offer, you can't go back. So before you make any decisions, call Beam Law. They step in immediately. They guide you, protect you, and make sure every move is made with your best outcome in mind. Beam Law has recovered millions for clients across the Bay and has been named Best of the Bay by SF Weekly 4 times. So if you've been injured or lost someone due to someone else's negligence, don't take that risk. Call Beam Law now at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.